Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some huge news out of the Supreme Court as the justices uphold a controversial ban on the social media app TikTok. Now, the justices signaled that they would uphold this ban several days ago when they had oral arguments. This all started last year in April when Congress, with broad bipartisan support, said that the app would be banned if it didn't divest from its parent company, ByteDance, because of concerns over that company's ties to China. It's a national security concern that has been expressed by presidents of both parties. Specifically, the concern, Jim, is that this app is collecting data, massive amounts of data from all of its users, and then potentially that data could be used by the Chinese government, especially in the event of a crisis.
So there is a CNN report of the Supreme Court reaction, ruling, I should say. So the Supreme Court doesn't react. They rule, just like you, Ryan.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was joking.
That's a great way to start the show. You rule.
Thank you. Yeah. Man, those were the days. You rule. That was a phrase.
Well, you don't still a phrase on commercials.
You don't see. You rule.
Yeah.
What is that?
Burger King.
Okay. But that... That was a big thing when we were kids. Like, man, you rule. Or that
you're the man. That was all the same era.
Yeah, people used to tell me that all the time.
It was a compliment. You're the man, Annie.
That's what I told myself.
You're the manny.
You're the manny. The Supreme Court has upheld the ban on TikTok. So Sunday is when TikTok is toast. And we're going to see what Donald Trump is going to do with this. The Fox News report, President-elect Donald Trump said on Friday, it's today, he still needs time to review the Supreme Court's decision to uphold a federal law banning TikTok unless it divests from its Chinese parent company before January 19th. Obviously, that is the day before Trump is set to be sworn in. It's, you know, if Joe Biden were having this conversation, he'd be worried about the exact minutes and seconds of whose fault this was. That's all that would matter.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter that a lot of people are going to lose their livelihood because TikTok is going away, if it does. It wouldn't matter that TikTok is a huge, huge, huge factor in people getting news and information in the way that, let's just not talk about the Chinese government approves it. We've watched what our government under the Joe Biden administration has done to approve and disprove and threaten the people who run these platforms to make sure that whatever is coming across those social media outlets is government approved. That's called propaganda. That's like textbook definition of propaganda. People will talk about propaganda as anything that's twisted and contorted. You know, maybe you're lucky you've got a 10% thread of the truth in there and then the rest of it's just hogwash. And people call that propaganda. Actual propaganda is government funded. The real bold-faced word in the history books before the mid-2000s, which is kind of the when I trust them more. Propaganda is government subsidized thought control. And when you go back and you look back at how Joe Biden and also the bureaucracy while Trump was still in place through COVID, when you look at what our government was willing to do, we have major Chinese propaganda, government control, pillaging of your personal information problems with TikTok. But we got some problems of our own. And it makes me excited, yet leaning in and keeping a close eye on the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, the Bezoses of the world who own a lot of media platforms. Obviously, Elon Musk is front and center of this whole conversation. Who else is there? Is there anybody else?
Well, Kevin O'Leary is injecting himself into
He's
it.
Like, let me in. He wants to buy TikTok. China has, they haven't sold it yet. More from the Fox News report. Trump added that everyone must respect the high court's decision. Quote, the Supreme Court decision was expected and everyone must respect it. My decision on TikTok will be made in the not too distant future, but I must have time to review the situation. Stay tuned. Our YouTube poll for today on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. What should happen with TikTok in America? We've got three options for you. It should be banned. We should leave it go as it is. Don't even worry about it. Touch it. Just leave TikTok be, or require American ownership to stay. And the American ownership to stay right now, as I understand it, is the Supreme Court has upheld that in order for it to be functioning in this country, it needs to have an American ownership quality to it.
Do I
understand that correctly? Mm-hmm. Trump wrote on True Social, there's no doubt that for more than 170 million Americans, TikTok offers a distinctive and expansive outlet for expression, means of engagement, and source of community. That's not his True Social. That's the Supreme Court. Sorry. Close. That court wrote that in their unsigned ruling. But Congress has determined that divestiture is necessary to address its well-supported national security concerns regarding TikTok's data collection practices and relationship with a foreign adversary. For the foregoing reasons, we conclude that the challenged provisions do not violate petitioners' rights, First Amendment rights. The judgment of the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit is affirmed. People are always confusing the Supreme Court's rulings and Trump's True Social post, so
I do it all the time.
I don't feel too bad about it.
Sometimes I go to Truth Social and I meant to type SCOTUS.
Yeah, so close. There's like two or three of the same letters.
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy to hear that the Supreme Court came back with this ruling?
This is fantastic. I was very, very excited about this. I mean, we're already into the poll. I mean, this is the top news of the day. But it's what just happened was the Supreme Court and the Biden administration just forced Donald Trump to find a buyer for TikTok who's probably going to be conservative and free speech activist. That is fantastic based on the amount of people, especially younger generations, that get their news through TikTok. This is a big win.
You can't, I don't know, maybe some of y'all have already commented this. So if you did, I haven't read through the comments on the YouTube. So if this is a challenge to somebody who's written this out already, it's not personal. TikTok is a social media cesspool of junk.
Yes.
That also includes information, news, opinion. You might say it's like radio or any other medium that is out there right now. I don't want to live in a country where if I don't like what somebody else is consuming or looking at or doing, that I should be able to say, it's just trash, make it go away. Because the end of that is some sort of, in my mind, political gain for me. That coin flips so quickly.
Right.
I'm not interested in that. Really, the only true frustration and concern that I have with TikTok, to the extent that we are not on TikTok, I want to be on TikTok. We are already, Brad every day is putting together TikTok content on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And on our X account at Annie Fry Show, and on our Facebook page account.
Instagram.
Yes. Instagram, probably.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's on there.
Hooray.
You've made it.
It should be on TikTok. It should be. And I've kind of like, I've been watching the revolving door of trying to get in the game. Like, ooh, do I go now? Ooh, do I go now? It's going to get canceled. Should I get in before it gets done? And the answer to me is always like, no, stop it, Annie. Just stop. If Kevin O'Leary buys TikTok, if an American that I think cares about good business and making sure that the function of the platform is to protect free speech, but also not take my information like as a foreign adversary. I mean, this is kind of where it gets into gray area. I was talking about this at the beginning of the show. Let's not pretend that like Facebook is protecting your information.
Right.
Think of the most ridiculous, non-related to Ryan Wiggins product that you would never want to buy, and say it out loud. And let's see if we can get it in people's news feeds.
Skirts.
Skirts. That's not vague.
Oh.
And you wear them all the time.
No, I don't. Those are kilts. You want something specific. Okay. That has nothing to do with anything that I would care about. How about Tiger Claw?
Tiger Claw?
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Claws. For self-defense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tiger Claws. Non-firearm-related self-defense mechanisms.
Usually marketed to women.
Towards women. Hot women.
Hot, yeah.
While we're at it.
Right, yeah. Cougar Claws.
Cougar Claws.
Hey, I'm trying to do you guys a favor. You can be like, it wasn't me, it was the Andy Fry Show.
Now if it comes up in your feed, you're hot too,
yeah,
though.
Annie said hot women, and that's the only reason they're there. I promise. I was just trying to watch Hot Frosty. Found out it was a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, that's after the fact you go, oh, it was a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Feel a little taken for. It's just an experiment. It's a social experiment. I'm going to open my phone and Facebook, and if I have a hot woman trying to sell me self-defense items when I scroll, I'm going to go hide.
Yeah.
Until Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, owns TikTok.
I think Tiger Claw could show up if we just said Nancy Mace enough.
I get it. We have so many concerns. It's easy to just like lump everything into China bad. Yes.
Yeah, it is easy.
Not arguing that the China interest into your most personal area, which is your phone. I mean, your phone's got everything on it. If it exists in your life, your phone knows about it. It's cataloged it. It's stored it. And when TikTok is downloaded onto your phone, you've given TikTok permission to the whole thing. So I'm not interested. I would like to get a burner phone that we just have an Annie Fry Show TikTok account on. I've considered it. But I'm like, why am I playing that stupid game? I don't want to do that. The second that it becomes not a product of China, I feel like I want to be like, yes, AFS on TikTok. And then I'm like, so I can just sell all of that information to American government.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, there are lots of people who are interested in buying TikTok. Oddly, they're clamoring to be on conservative radio. Kilmeade's had one or two of them on, and there are investment groups and names I don't remember. But there are a lot of conservative-minded American business people who are really interested in buying TikTok.
I am interested in buying TikTok. Maybe we can go in together.
Yeah. Pool a couple bucks.
Yeah.
We'd be the lead investor, not the main investor. We'd just spearhead it for the big investor.
The face of the operation.
Right. Right.
Get your best skirt on, buddy.
First of all, they're kilts. Second of all, I don't wear those to business meetings. That's for pleasure.
Who's? Well, never mind. Have you ever tried to make a business deal in one of those suckers?
Never tried, never will, because I know they don't sell. Look, if I come into a business meeting and you're wearing a kilt, I'm walking right out. Unless you're Scottish and I'm investing in Scotland.
I can only imagine you going into a business meeting and a woman's wearing a skirt and you're like, I thought we said no kilts.
Is that a plaid skirt, ma'am? I don't respect you. I'm leaving.
It's like cultural appropriation. Don't you know that this is 2020? Oh, it's 2025. You're good.
Yeah, might have to call her sir.
This is going too far. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I wanted to talk a little bit about the inauguration. There is news you've probably heard so far that a lot of the inauguration is being moved inside. Is it because it's going to be 12 degrees outside? Or was that just a very helpful detail of information to protect the president? I'd be curious to see what you think about it. You join us on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat, and you can leave your comments there. Also, let us know and go vote in our poll today. What should happen with TikTok in America? Should it be banned? Should we leave it as it is? Or should we require American ownership to stay? Chris commented, I chose ban due to the constant negativity, security issues I hear about it. What do you think? Go leave your comment, leave a vote. We'll be right back. And they come on star. I'm a shooting star.
One without a permanent scar. And then you miss me. Breaking news just moments ago. A source confirming to Fox News that President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance will be sworn in
indoors at Monday's inauguration. I believe this is only the second time this has happened. The last time it happened was 1985 with none other than Ronald Reagan. There are dangerously cold temperatures that are moving into the region, and it will be the coldest inauguration in 40 years.
There's Kayleigh McEnany reporting today on the news of a relocation of the festivities for the inauguration. I know this is changing plans for a lot of people who are expecting to go stand out there on the National Mall to take in this historic moment. It's going to be 12 degrees. That's painfully cold.
Yeah, coldest in 40 years, apparently. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan, 1985, that inauguration got moved indoors. Do you believe that it's being moved completely just because of the weather, or is this helpful? It almost, to me, feels divinely inspired.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's probably primarily weather, and the weather is a nice reason to move it indoors, but I don't think anybody's fighting having more security, having the luxury of being inside.
Indoors, contained. Yeah. I mean, have you ever been out in that type of cold for a prolonged period of time?
The coldest I've ever been, I went up for a Minnesota Wild game, so while we're playing the Blues, and I went up to Minnesota to visit a friend. And I remember just walking to the stadium, and this is probably in late November of whatever year it was. In Minnesota in late November, it is so cold your lungs hurt to breathe. It was crazy cold.
It's the kind of cold where you don't take a full breath until you get home and thaw, and it takes, for me, hours to get to the point where I have officially reacclimated my body to not being freezing.
And these ceremonies take a long time. So I could see, if you have a ticket to go to these, you know, lots and lots of important people are going to be there. Why would you want to sit outside for hours in that?
I think the coldest that I've ever been, I could think of two times. One specifically, my brother played football for the Edwardsville Tigers. I don't remember which year in school he was, but they went to back-to-back state championship games, and the games were being played at University of Illinois on their football field. And it might have been 2003, possibly, and they lost back-to-back, I think, to the same school. It kind of sucks. Still, you go to the state championship game, that's cool. We're sitting up in mid-level of whatever the football field is called at the University of Illinois, and it was blowing so hard, and it was so cold. We were all bundled up. I remember I had the hot hands and everything stuck in the shoes, in the hands. You got every layer on. People were going into like concession areas and getting cardboard boxes and breaking them down so that you could build like walls in front of you to stop the wind. And I remember driving home from Champaign. And it was, we got home and I was still uncomfortable from being so cold. Now, if you're going out and you're watching Donald Trump be sworn in as the 47th president of the United States, or if you're watching your family member win a state championship, you remember the good parts, but you will remember the cold.
Oh, yeah. And if you're, again, with the inauguration, there are people out there, and I don't just mean people working it. I mean people like who are, they're making a trip out there because they want to be a part of the festivities. They will be out there all day. So moving it indoors is not a bad idea.
And to your point, too, you'd have people who are out there who have to protect the people who are out
and
there that are
too
required out there. And if you have less of that, then you have less of that.
I remember, this was not that long ago, it was when I was driving Uber. We had a cold snap that lasted a pretty good amount. So this would have probably been 2017 or 18, right in there, that I went out to try to turn on my little Ford Fiesta, and the thing wouldn't even turn. It was that cold.
It was like, nope.
Yeah, it wasn't that. I mean, it's a Ford Fiesta, so it's not like a high-performance automobile, but it wasn't an old car either, and it would not turn on.
I want to talk about this whole scenario. Now, we've talked a lot about the safety and security of the event, of the president, so on and so forth. Let's listen to Chad Pergram. We've got him queued up over here. He was talking before about, my understanding is he's reporting on the events of this weekend coming up here, but also the confirmation process for some of these nominees. Let's listen into what Chad Pergram has to say here.
John, good afternoon. Well, the Department of Homeland Security is a massive, unwieldy federal agency. If confirmed, NOM must wrestle with the threat of terrorism, cyber attacks, the response by FEMA to natural disasters, and trouble at the Secret Service.
I think that was the question I get asked the most is, why would you want to head up such a dysfunctional department? And I would say that because the mission of the department is to secure the homeland and our people. It's our biggest vulnerability right now.
NOM says the Secret Service needs to get back to its core mission of protecting the president, especially after two attempts to kill President-elect Trump last year. And then there is FEMA. Lawmakers asked if FEMA would be fair to California after the fires.
The specter is there of potential discrimination based on politics, withholding money from California or other states.
Under my leadership at the Department of Homeland Security, there will be no political bias to how disaster relief is delivered to the American people.
NOM also fielded questions about potential family separations as President-elect Trump hopes to harden the border and deport those illegally in the U.S. Now, the question is when the Senate could confirm NOM.
What do you think the timing is to try to move this nomination, considering the realities of the Senate?
I don't see a reason why the Democrats would maybe not let it go on Monday. I think that Secretary of State Rubio, there's a chance we'll vote on him on Monday. We're going to ask and advocate. It needs consent from the Democrats.
So Chad Pergram's reporting here on what we've been listening to today. If you've been following the news yourself, you know that Kristi Noem's been facing the Senate hearing for her confirmation as the head of DHS. And I was just kind of thinking here, especially after they announced that they were going to move it inside. I watched the whole show. Is it Designated Survivor? Mm-hmm. Yes, it was with Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh,
he's like
okay.
The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development or Agriculture, one or the other. I don't know. It's way down the list in the line of succession. But in that drama that shows at the very beginning of the season, there's like a catastrophic event during a State of the Union. The designated survivor is the person who doesn't go to the State of the Union in case the absolute worst happens. He absorbs the presidency because he's the highest in the line of succession that wasn't taken out. When you have an event where you have the president swearing in, as soon as he's finished his oath, he's the president of the United States and Joe Biden no longer is. Same thing with the vice president. And Mike Johnson will be at the inauguration. There's no way he wouldn't be. It goes, line of succession is Vice President, Speaker of the House, President Pro Tem, which is Chuck Grassley. I had to look that up. He is also turning 92 this year in September.
Okay.
Good for him.
Kind of a Kiefer Sutherland of his own.
Yep. Like lineage of. But, you know, if I'm looking right now at the current Wikipedia list of line of succession, since Joe Biden is the president still, his cabinet is, of course, still in place. They are no longer in place after the new president swears in because Antony Blinken, who's the Secretary of State, is not the Secretary of State when Donald Trump becomes a president. It's going to be Marco Rubio, but not until they confirm him. I mean, like, they need to get on this. And I remember, and I think Ethan was highlighting this before when I was talking to him about this before the show, but I do remember when the Biden administration was sworn in, that I remember complaints that they weren't confirming the cabinet members fast enough. Seems kind of like a risky game to play.
Yeah, I mean, they did that to Trump in his first term too.
The order of succession, just since we're talking about it, is of course Vice President, Speaker of the House, President Pro Tem. So the President of the Senate, somebody, this is just kind of nerdy constitutional stuff, but somebody highlighted me in a comment on X and wanted me to correct somebody because they were referring to Kamala Harris as President Harris when she was running the certification of the votes. Okay. They referred to her as President Harris, but she presides over that event and she is the president of the Senate. So her to refer to Kamala Harris as President Harris in that context is appropriate, as will be J.D. Vance when he is the president of the Senate, which is the position of the vice president to oversee that. And then you also get to serve as a tie-breaking vote. So 100 members of the United States Senate, if it goes 50-50, somebody has to break the vote. It is the vice president, and that will be J.D. Vance. And they do preside as the president of the Senate. So the president pro tempore of the Senate, that is something that gets elected out of the majority party, and it will now be Chuck Grassley. After that, it goes Secretary of State, which we presume will be Marco Rubio. Everybody was glowing about Marco Rubio in his. We didn't even cover it. They didn't cover it on the air as like on television as much. I think it was going to be. I think it was perceived as like such an obvious yes vote that people were like, just do the thing.
Yeah, I guess so. I was actually going over material for my weekend show, and I forgot that Marco Rubio was even a part of these confirmation hearings.
Yeah. I'm going to play here for you an exchange between during this. It's only fair that I do this because I think I did the opposite when my senator, Tammy Duckworth, was questioning Pete Hegseth. She was something else and throughout that process. She was in the process of questioning Marco Rubio for the Secretary of State position, and this is the conversation they had.
I just want to say, Senator Rubio, I want to start off by noting for the record that when I first got to the Senate and I was in my first year and you just run for president and I didn't think you would know who I was pregnant with my daughter and trying to change Senate rules so that I could bring her onto the floor so I could do my job and vote because I can't come through the normal back door to vote because there's stairs there and it's not accessible for wheelchairs. And I remember in the middle of that battle, rolling through the Senate floor to vote and I heard Tammy Duckworth from across the Senate chambers, and you came running down from the top back of the Senate chambers to tell me, I'm with you, I will support you, you have the right to vote, and I will support you being able to bring your daughter, your child onto the floor when she's born. And I want to thank you for that kindness because you did speak to your leadership about it. And it was a moment of true bipartisanship, but also as parents and as someone who was new to the Senate, I was extremely grateful to you for that kindness.
I think what I exactly said is, what's the big deal? This place is already full of babies.
That's good stuff.
God, I love Marco Rubio. I think he's got a bright future, of course, as a Secretary of State, but I just think that there will be more.
I really like hearing those stories. I don't care if they're about Democrats or Republicans. When you hear, especially when it's Democrats talking about Republicans or vice versa.
You're a Democrat.
Then you know that it's real.
You're a senator.
Yeah, yeah. I like that stuff. And because a lot of people, when they get to power, are jerks. And so it's good to hear when they're not.
I found that to be endearing from Tammy Duckworth. I'm trying to be nice. I wasn't so nice about it earlier when she was questioning Pete Hegseth, but you know, Marco Rubio waiting to be sworn in, of course. I would like to see if anybody votes against him.
Yeah, me too.
Has there been any reports of any Democrats who have said no?
If anybody does, I'm just going to throw this out there. Adam Schiff. I don't know if he will. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised.
Here's a question. Does Marco Rubio want Adam Schiff to vote for him?
I don't think Marco Rubio gives two rips.
I think Marco Rubio would enjoy Schiff being like, I'm going to vote no.
He probably would like it.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it seems like of any of the people who are up for confirmation for any of these nominations, that Marco Rubio is the most obvious 100% yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Earlier when we were playing the Chad Pergram sound and he was playing the clip from Kristi Noem. I don't know who the Democrat was that was questioning Kristi Noem in that moment, but I just found it ironic. And how many times have we had these ironic moments throughout these, and we will have more of them, I'm sure, where you have a Democrat going, you know, Kristi Noem, whatever your title is, governor at this point. I was going to say head of the, no, you're actually governor right now.
Yeah.
Are you going to use FEMA money to withhold from your political opponents? Like, you would never do that like they're currently doing, right? They always leave off the part that they're actually doing that stuff now.
That only you only get away with that if the media parrots the narrative. You only get to say outrageously hypocritical misleading things like that, if there are enough people that echo the sentiment to make it seem like good enough for me. You know, if you're consuming your news on TikTok in shorts, is there a time limit on how long a TikTok can be?
It's shorts, but I think 3 minutes is the max.
Is a TikTok post, is it a TikTok? I don't know why we even care. It's about to be irrelevant
anyway.
That's
the way I've always
heard. No idea.
That's the way I've always heard.
I would just call it a video. How about you?
Nice dramatic air quotes there. Dramatic. Dang it. I don't think that we're living in the same world today that we were certainly 4 years ago, where you can say outrageous things like Senator Whitehouse is like saying to Pam Bondi, you would say it's appropriate. Or, you would say it was inappropriate to find a name and then look for a crime. And he says it in that, that beat. And it would be correct to find the crime and then look for a name. And she kind of pauses, and you can tell she's like, is this real life?
should I do this or not?
Yeah, and she did. She's like, you mean like they've been doing to Donald Trump this whole flipping time? Good for her. She's going to get past you. They're all going to get past.
It's just like this will happen. I almost guarantee it when they have Kash Patel up there for FBI. Something like that will come up again where they'll ask him, you're not going to use the FBI to go after political opponents, are you? Oh, you mean like the FBI does now? The FEMA thing was shocking. Like that, I didn't even know that happened today. I watched a good portion of the Kristi Noem hearing. Are you going to use FEMA money inappropriately? Would you divert it to areas that are more kind to you politically than others? I mean, that is provably happening right now.
Where would you ever get that idea? Oh.
I mean, come on, really?
YouTube live chat poll for today. What should happen with TikTok in America? Should it be banned? Should we leave it as it is? Or should we require American ownership to stay? A real quick comment here from Mike on Facebook, watching us on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. He said, how about they make it against the law for anyone to have access to your personal information on your phone? Here's the problem. Everybody is agreeing to provide that personal information on their phone in exchange for the service. This isn't something that is being done. You know the terms of service that you've never, ever read before? You're signing away when, I mean, even, I hate to say this, but even on Facebook, you got to dig deep into the settings on Facebook to take your information, to not let them use your information to sell you ads, to use outside information on your phone to sell you ads. And even to that extent, you're limited. Facebook looks at your pictures and determines what you like. It's not even words that you type into Facebook or that you say near your phone that has Facebook. I mean, the access that we just, I mean, the right word is ignorantly hand over to these companies to do these things. It's on us. If we don't want people taking our information to sell us things or to sell other things because of our information, we have the ability to not participate in the system. And it's all there in black and white in the fine print. I think it used to not be. And that might have been 5-10 years ago. It's there in black and white. And when you go through and read the terms of service, you'll go, holy cow, I didn't know any of this was happening. And then you won't delete the app. That's the crazy part about it. Let's take a quick break. Go vote in the YouTube poll. Leave your comments. I'd love to hear what you think about this. I'm guessing that our audience is not pro leave it as it is, but we'll have to wait and see. Let us know what you think. Be or not to be on the Annie Fry Show next. Don't go away.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
The Bee or Not the Bee.
That's very, very, very good. Very good. Thank you very much for that introduction. This is the Bee or Not the Bee. These are stories that are either fake.
You're easily flattered.
I made the open, so I'm just thanking myself.
You did not make the open.
The you Wiggins America open?
You made the Wiggins part, and then I took that and I made the Bee open.
That was
we asked
very
you
aggressive.
To make the Bee open.
No, you
open.
Didn't. I know that you didn't because that's Pink Floyd playing under it, and you wouldn't have done that.
That's not Pink Floyd.
Yes, it is. It's from Adam Hart Mother. I made that. Anyway.
The Bee. Right. The Bee. Babylon Bee. Fake news. All of it. I made it.
These fake news. These are stories that are either fake or real. Some from the Babylon Bee, some real. I'll read the headline. You got to tell me whether they are real or fake. Here's the first one. Bill Nye's Presidential Medal of Freedom revoked after old hate speech comes to light.
Believable. Real?
He just got this, remember? This Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Real? It wouldn't be revoked.
I think it's real.
It would be bigger news if it was revoked. I'm going the B.
You are correct. This is the B. I'll read it and you'll know why. Investigators unearthed an old hate speech in which the famous science guy claimed that a person's gender was determined by their chromosomes.
No, that's
there
not the science.
There's an actual video of him on his show doing that. Bill's speech...
So the speech is real.
Yes.
But if it weren't Nye saying it, it would be hate speech.
Yes.
I got it. That's funny.
Yes. Bill's speech is not only hateful, but also profoundly unscientific. May he turn from his bigoted ways to the true path of science, said Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre. Did I say Sean?
You did.
Yeah, let's KSP.
In addition to losing his Presidential Medal of Freedom, Nye has been stripped of the title The Science Guy. Which will, along with his Medal of Freedom, be awarded to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. A little twist at the end there.
That's right. The most realistic part, probably.
Next one. Trump announces plan to rename the moon Space America.
That's B.
This is the B. Quote, it'll
is
be...
It's totally possible he would put that out there, though.
Yeah.
Completely, because it would make all the right people lose their ever-loving
it's
minds.
It's so true. It'll be just like America, but in space, Trump told reporters.
Can you hear Joy Behar being like, did you hear he wants to rename the moon now? Like, everybody's just laughing at
I
you.
I could see her doing that based on this story from the Babylon Bee.
Let's make it happen.
It's going to be a big, beautiful extension of our amazing country. They all said we couldn't do it, but I told them no. It's going to be called Space America because we were the ones who landed on it first. Believe me, Putin was very jealous, very upset. But that's what happens when you lose the space race. Very sad, poor little losers. Should have tried harder during the Cold War.
These are the kind of things that we need to start getting plugging into Trump AI, and we need to start
read it.
Hearing him say these things.
This also says at publishing time, Bucky's, McDonald's, and Starbucks had all announced plans to open locations on Space America.
Did you say Walgreens?
No, Bucky's, McDonald's, and Starbucks.
Oh, I was going to say, if it was Walgreens, there'd be a CVS coming right around the literal corner.
Yeah, on the dark side.
Yeah.
Next one.
Is everything about Pink Floyd with you?
Today it is.
Those are the only two things I know about the Pink Floyd.
Build the wall.
Oh, I know that too.
Thank you.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, you already knew that. You don't need no education. Washington Post drops...
That sounds like another one, but I'm not 100% sure.
Don't worry.
Real.
Washington Post drops democracy dies in darkness motto for exciting new phrase.
Oh, boy.
Riveting storytelling for all Americans.
Bee, 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 bee.
Jeez. Real.
I'm going to say real as well.
This is real.
Oh, crap.
Annie's struggling.
Say it again. Oh, I'm struggling
Washington
every day.
Post has... I'll just read the story. The democracy dies in darkness shtick began in 2017 as a not-so-subtle dig at President Trump.
I didn't know that was a 2017 thing. I thought that was like the... What is... The Wall Street Journal is like the... Or maybe it's New York Times. Something's like the paper of record. What is their slogan? I thought these are things that were like as old as time. Democracy dies in darkness is just a Trump thing?
It just started in 2017.
He's so powerful.
It was a shot at Trump.
And he's back and they change it to what? And
they changed it to riveting storytelling for all Americans.
Well, it's very compelling.
Yep, this comes after Washington Post parted ways with Taylor Lorenz and Jennifer Rubin.
For all Americans, who owns the Washington Post?
Jeff Bezos.
Who's going to the inauguration?
Jeff Bezos.
Cheers.
He donated to the inauguration.
I guess democracy
Did he really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that.
Yes, he did. I think it was $1 million.
Boy.
There is a meme.
Like a hundredth of his total owning.
I just reposted this since I'm telling a story about Elon Musk yesterday. But Elon Musk tweeted out a picture of a meme of the Step Brothers. Did we just become best friends?
I saw that too.
About Bezos.
Was it an older picture of them too? Is that the one?
It was just the meme.
It was the
of,
like a gif.
Did we just become best friends from Step Brothers? And he was like,
when he tagged Bezos,
completely talking about the Elon Musk Bezos relationship.
Because there's an old picture that was going around too of Bezos and Elon Musk from who knows the late 90s.
Yeah. What? Strange bedfellows.
Yeah.
The
privacy
dies in darkness.
Isn't that funny?
Ooh,
that
if that's
real?
Available, should we use it?
Yeah, we should just go ahead and grab
the
that.
The Annie Fry Show. Democracy dies in darkness. Or something.
The liners are being written right now.
Please do.
Joe Biden sets presidential record by commuting another 2,500 prison sentences.
Real?
Real.
I'm going to go with the B.
This is real. In his continuous effort to destroy the country as much as possible on his way out the door, Biden has released another 2,500 drug addicts and drug dealers onto America's streets. This is from CNN. The clemency decision will benefit federal prisoners convicted of just crack cocaine-related crimes. So that's the focus here. Who've been serving disproportionately long sentences compared to those convicted of powder cocaine offenses, reflecting changes in the law aimed at reducing racial disparities.
So this totally has to do with some sort of clapback at the war on drugs, right?
It's all based on how you got arrested and what kind of crack.
Exactly, that's what the war on drugs was.
And apparently,
Chuck already undid the war on drugs. His Second Chance Act or whatever it was pretty dramatic because Clinton is the one who put the three strikes and you're out policy in place, and Trump went hard on that.
I didn't know that you could do 2,500 prison sentences.
Kim Kardashian. Yeah. The next clemency and pardon act is going to be for anybody named George.
That's just
how he's doing this.
It's just like a blanket.
The broad nature of the way he's throwing these out there.
Do you think that there is truly, whether it's from his administration or him, do you think there is truly like some like level of like doing this for spite? Or do you think that he actually
I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think he's, if his ink is on the paper, it's because
someone's telling him to sign something.
Yeah.
It's Hunter going, I need a permission slip to go to...
I mean, really? Yeah, it's only related to crack and cocaine. I mean, it's hitting pretty close to home. All right. Firefighters hang crying Jimmy Kimmel from helicopter to drop tears on wildfire.
Real.
the picture might be Photoshopped, but there is a picture.
This is the B.
It says, yeah, it's the B. Authorities say Kimmel's tears are the most effective flame suppressant they've ever seen. Quote, I wish we'd thought of this sooner, said one firefighter. It turns out we all had the resources we needed to fight these fires the whole time. Maybe that's why Gavin Newsom didn't store any water in reservoirs. He knew he had Jimmy Kimmel.
What a loser.
That's a great one.
I know. The fact that he's known as somebody who cries over politics now.
Jimmy Fallon
funny.
Could completely come out ahead in all of this if he chose to. Jimmy Kimmel is the biggest whiny witch there's ever been. And Seth Meyers just looks like he's about ready to snap.
Oh, man, doesn't he? I don't know what happened.
That's always been his thing.
When he was on Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, I never really thought he looked angry. He seemed kind of, you know, a little edgy. But now I can't watch him without thinking, man, what's going to happen here? Are you going to lose it?
They all suck. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, speaking of major developments in the late night Fox News show, has to do with you.
What?
Brian Wiggins.
Oh, I'm interested now.
1 o'clock hour or 2 o'clock hour?
Immediately.
We'll see. Will Kane next on The Annie Fry Show.